Greetings. I present to you, SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
Shout if you will, but that just won't do. I, for one, would rather follow soft eruptions. I'll take the easy line, another sip of wine. And if I ignore the face you wore, it's just a way of mine to keep from flying colors. The hard way. Was it a pass too much?
Winter is here. Not in the traditional meaning of the phrase, of course, because finally, at least from my viewing location, summer is in full swing. The sun is warm and bright, bringing dry and hot temperatures suitable for moderately comfortable outdoor activities and excursions. And the soaking rain will be less frequent for the rest of the summer, knock on wood. However, winter has come for the television fans of HBO's medieval fantasy action-adventure drama Game of Thrones, an adaptation of the novel series A Song of Ice and Fire by American author George R.R. Martin. Keep on writing, Martin. Season 7 of Game of Thrones, the penultimate season, will commence on Sunday, July 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and for the next 6 Sundays after that. 7 episodes for the 7th season, which I just realize seems to be a reference to the Faith of the Seven, but more on that later. From what we have seen so far in previous seasons, we won't know what will happen this time around. We do not even have the books to provide us a luxury of hints to what ordeals will be undertaken and what fate has in store for the surviving characters across Westeros and beyond. In today's observations through the SMK, I have searched and compiled musical works that reflect or reference the dominant family houses of Westeros, plus some music that might suggest specific characters, religions within the fantasy universe, and general songs about the struggles, turmoil, and sadness of war. I plan to make minimal to no spoilers in reference to any major events that have occurred in previous seasons of Game of Thrones. You good centuries should have no worries about listening through today's musical selection. As a unique introduction to this show, we heard Jethro Tull from their 1982 album, The Broadsword and the Beast. The song was called Flying Colors, a reference to the many colorful banners of the houses of Westeros. Also, the lyrics, penned by Ian Anderson, actually describes the various relationships and interactions that all the characters have with one another as they play the game. When you play the Game of Thrones, you win or you die. There is no middle ground. Quoted by Cersei Lannister towards Eddard Stark in the very first season. We now move on to our first family house. Let us stay with those cunning lions, the Lannisters of Castle Rock in the Westerlands. This house includes the well-known siblings of Tywin Lannister, Cersei, Jaime, and Tyrion. Hear me roar, or, their unofficial house words, a Lannister always pays their debts. And what a perfect song I have found to represent them. Golden Lion, by Canadian indie rockers The Besnard Lakes, from their most recent album last year, A Colosseum Complex Museum.
Thank you.
That was Arboretum, the Baltimore psychedelic folk rock band, with their song, Song of the Rose, the title track to their new album. This song portrays the golden rose of House Tyrell from Highgarden in the Reach. Growing strong. Let us see how that will hold up this season. For this next house, I had to be creative with my song choice, delving into background history of this fantasy universe, taken from the official Historia, The World of Ice and Fire. House Aaron of the Yuri, from the Vale, as high as honor. I have also included the Faith of the Seven into the mix. This religion is monotheistic, in which devotees believe in a single deity with seven facets: the father, the mother, the maiden, the crone, the warrior, the smith, and the stranger. They are often visually represented by a seven-pointed star. It was brought over to Westeros when the Andals sailed over the narrow sea from Essos. The Andals first landed in the Vale and was instantly in conflict with the well-established First Men, who believed in the old gods of the forest. To summarize, there was a decisive battle between the unified armies of the First Men and the invading Andals for the Vale, set at the foot of the Giant's Lance, the great mountain in which the Yuri would be set upon. The Andal army was led by a knight called Sir Artus Aaron, dubbed the Falcon Knight, with the house emblem of a moon and falcon. Let me now quote directly from The World of Ice and Fire. As the east began to lighten, men rose from their stony beds, donned their armor, and prepared for the battle. Then a shout rang through the Andal camp. There in the west, a sign had been seen, seven stars gleaming in the gray dawn sky. "The gods are with us," went up a cry from a thousand throats. "Victory is ours." Seven times the Andals charged, the singers say. Six times the First Men threw them back, but the seventh attack broke through. In the end, Sir Artus Aaron and the Andals won, finally claiming total control of the Vale for their own. The song I chose to represent all of this is the single edit of The Seventh Sign by the British US progressive rock band Edison's Children, a duo project by Eric Blackwood and Marillion's bassist Peter Travis. The original song appears on their 2014 album The Final Breath Before November.
Sky. It was from the wrong side of- those horizons into skies. The sea's gaze looked out upon the hollows, only to fathom it will never.
You are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. Thank you. two works to represent the faith of the Lord of Light and Melisandre, the Red Lady, respectively. Father of Light by Canadian electronic trio Syrinx, from their self-titled debut album in 1970, made recently available again on Tumblers from the Vault. And Sorceress by Swedish prog rock metalers Opeth, the title track to their 2016 album. Next, we bring forward the Greyjoys of Pike from the Iron Islands, We Do Not Sow. For this house, with their sigil of the mighty mythical sea beast, the Kraken, we go all the way to Singapore. This is where I found the instrumental alternative prog rock outfit, in each hand a cutlass. We will listen off their 2015 album, The Kraken, with The Kraken, Part 2, Melee.
We'll be right back.
a representation of the Martells of Sunspear in Dorne, with Prince Oberyn, the Red Viper, and his children, the Sand Snakes. That was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, with Rattlesnake, from their now official first album of 2017, Flying Microtonal Banana. To end the first hour of this Game of Thrones-inspired show, we look to House Baratheon of Storm's End in the Stormlands. Ours is the Fury. While they are represented by a black stag, I had to improvise in a way, choosing a song concerning a related species, the caribou, also known as reindeer. Closure in Moscow. I was recommended this Australian alternative prog rock band from Melbourne by a good friend of mine, Kaya Smith. From their second album, First Temple, released in 2009, we will hear Closure in Moscow's song, Reindeer Age.